But right now, I'm delighted to welcome Chris Noman. He's a wonderful songwriter. He's been performing quite a bit locally and also in other places in the Midwest. And he has a CD here. If you're interested in his music, feel free to check it out. And we've got to schedule him for a feature, too. Please, a big welcome for Chris Noman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ellen, I'm always honored to be here and have the chance to play some music for everybody and to listen to everybody, too. It's a great community we have here, and I'm really proud and happy to be part of it. I got so much new material, and it's hard to choose what to do. But, yeah. So, I do have a CD, but I'm going to play you some newer songs tonight. If you like them, I'm saying buy my CD as a fundraiser so I can make another CD. So this first one's called Beyond the Walls. It's about, you ever get inside your head and get down on yourself? A friend of mine was doing that to himself, and I started writing the song, and then I realized that I do it to myself as well. And maybe you do too, I don't know. But this is called Beyond the Walls. Steps will set them free. And somewhere out there beyond the walls, the sun is shining on the sea. And somewhere out there beyond the walls, that's where the ocean's pulling me. Steps will set them free. Thank you. Sounds okay out there? Because it sounds a little muffled here to me. But yeah, that's okay. All right. All right, so let me put my capo on. And let me tell you a little story about... Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I also have been having some allergies this week, and my voice is not up quite to par. But anyway, so there's a little story with this song. It's called Rosie, and I started, I was out in California back last summer, and I went to this Rosie the Riveter Museum. You know, during World War II, they had this impressive ship-making effort to support the war, and they have a museum now, you know, and all the people who worked in the shipyards were women, and so everybody's heard of Rosie the Riveter before. So there's a museum run by the National Park Service, and the oldest employee of the Park Service is a woman named Betty Suskin, who I met, who worked in the shipyards during World War II. And she talked about coming from the South to work in the shipyards in the Bay Area out there in California. And she talked about civil rights, and she talked about what's going on in the world today. And she was such an inspiration that I wrote a song about her. I took some notes, actually. I met her last summer, and I didn't look at the notes until the weekend after Christmas, so I wrote this song then. It's called Rosie. She said, my grandmother faced enslavement, serving her strength and her hope to the children that she fed. I worked the shipyards in Richmond, giving my blood and my sweat to the war, fighting the evil in Europe. Of color at home was shamelessly ignored. Rosie, 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 clear-eyed elder, say what you see. Rosie, 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 you're a balm and a beacon. Civil rights in the 60s. Our heroes were slain, but the band still played on. We marched in the streets for our freedom, dignity, truth, and love. Sustained our fight against wrong. But now we all face a new evil. It threatens to consume the world. Oceans are rising and warming. Together we all must rise to weather the storm. Rosie, 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 clear-eyed elder, say what you see. Justice always wins in the end, you see. I've outlived my anger and fury. For tomorrow that my passion burns strong, where the promise waits for me. Rosie, 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 clear-eyed elder, say what you see. You're a bomb and a Thank you. That's Rosie. That's Rosie. So, I'm solo tonight, but many of you know Kenny Seltzer, and he'll be playing with me on Sunday out at Starbucks over there on Bedford Street. And a week from Thursday, I'm putting a band together and playing at Hugh O'Neill's in Malden. So got a couple good gigs, and come on out and join us and have some fun. I'm going to tune down now to an open G, because I got a song here that I wrote about a year and a half ago now, I suppose. I always hate to retune during a set, especially a short set, because it takes a while. But anyway, so I don't know. How many people know the word parousia? Anybody know that word? Parousia. It's a Greek word. And it means the second coming. And so about a year and a half ago, when everybody was talking about the end of the world, it made me think of that word. And I like the sound of it, you know. It's got parousia. You know, it's kind of like a nice sound. So I started messing around with that and putting some chords to it. And putting some ideas to it and messing with it and screwing with it and doing all kinds of things to it, and then it came out a song. So as soon as the guitar catches up to me and to the key it's supposed to be in, I will play that song for you. I think that's probably close enough. Okay, you guys hold on to your hats or your seats. I survived the rapture, I survived the fall, I survived the rapture, lived to tell it all. I seen a sign exploding in the sky, parousia. I heard the news, you lit the fuse, parousia. I survived the Catholics, and I survived the guilt. I survived the Catholics before my soul could wilt. I seen a sign exploding in the sky, parousia. I heard the news, the preacher lit the fuse, parousia. I survived my high school, the teachers and the freaks, the ruffians and the reefer, the boy who pinched my cheeks. I seen a sign exploding in the sky, Perusia. I heard the news, the preacher lit the fuse, Perusia. I survived the hustlers, the politicians of this world. And I survived the policeman, the generals with their girls. Well, I seen a sign exploding in the sky, Perusia. I heard the news, the preacher lit the fuse, Perusia. And I'll survive the future, no matter what unfolds. And I survive the future before I get too old. I seen a sign exploding in the sky, Perusia. I heard the news, the preacher lit the fuse, Perusia. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Bye for Chris Norman. Boy, you know, when I hear that song, there's only one thing I think of, and what that would be? Perusia, that's right.